I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ, I'm very excited to have our next guest on. He's a man who I loved watching play between the pipes when he was a goalie in the National Hockey League, and now he's killing it on the NHL Network. Please welcome to the show, Kevin Weeks.
Thanks so much, Migs. I appreciate that, man. That's a real kind intro. Thanks for having me. I'm sure you guys are... And everybody out there in PNW, Pacific Northwest, is pumped right now. What a day for your franchise. Amazing.
Dude, I know you've been covering a lot over the course of when they first said that the 32nd team will be finally coming to Seattle. As Seattleites, we've been waiting for this for a long time. But today just feels so much more real because we have the name of the team. We have the logo, the color scheme, everything about it. Man, right now, just even talking to you, I just got goosebumps. I'm so excited.
I understand that. You know, that's a big part. Of your identity and of one's identity, you know what I mean? For a franchise to clearly define and to unveil as a 32nd franchise, unveil the name. The name to me is awesome. I think it's cool. I think it'll resonate with a lot of different people. It has symbolic meaning. It has realistic meaning there. I like what their head of PR said in marketing. Emily, I think her name was. And I love her mentioning the Beast of the Deep. I think that's a great, great kind of rallying cry there. The Beast of the Deep. I think that's awesome. But the color scheme's great. I love the calligraphized S. Everything is clean, but it still has flavor. I think they hit all the high notes, honestly. Todd Lewicki, Bob Condor, Ron Francis, that entire group out there, your ownership group, Dave Bonderman, they're hitting all the high notes. I know that from a lot of my discussions with some of them directly and also just today is a momentous, monumental day for everybody out there and all the great hockey fans out there.
And you mentioned, like, you know, just from your talks with them, I would love to hear your perspective as a guy who's been involved in hockey forever and played the sport and now talks about the sport and analyzes the sport. What's your perception of just the NHL franchise, how they've handled things so far, and what do you think the chance of success for them from the get-go? I mean, we saw what happened with Vegas. It'd be great to see something like that here in Seattle.
Yeah, you know what? Here's what I can say. You know, I got to be very frank in saying this. I couldn't be any more complimentary. I really couldn't. You know, the way they handled the process with Commissioner Bettman and the Board of Governors and, you know, Deputy Commissioner Bill Daley to the, you know, 32,000 depositors in a matter of minutes. I mean, that's off the charts, really. To, you know, the Climate Pledge Arena, to what they're doing with their partner in Amazon out there that's headquartered out there as well, to the practice facility at Northgate, which is going to be the best of its kind in the world.
Yeah.
Three sheet. I mean, just everything that they're doing to the logo, to the color scheme, every single thing that they're doing. But I'm going to tell you guys something. They're hitting all high notes for me. But one thing that's really impressive to me as well is how they're nailing the people part.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I'm going to say this very slowly for a lot of our great listeners. We have hockey's, you know, I love this sport. It's the great Wayne Gretzky says, everything my family and I have, we owe to this great game. No question. But our sport has one area of vulnerability, and to this point, that would be inclusivity. And it would be diversity. And it's an area where we need more growth. And for NHL Seattle to come out with not only Todd, but to be flanked by, you know, the girl that plays youth hockey there, to also be flanked by one of your senior marketing executives in Emily as a lady as well, and then to have Dr. Boyd from the Minnesota Wild, his son Kyle, who's a part of your organization as a young black man, and to be that inclusive. And I know that they've done this intentionally in terms of how they're building the organization, but to be as inclusive as they are, I never thought I'd really see the day where an NHL franchise would be outwardly and internally that inclusive, let alone at this stage of their inception. So I was really blown away by that. And I think that if you're a young girl, you're a young boy, LGBTQ, wherever, whatever you align with from your quote-unquote demographic, although I say we're all human beings, 101, this is a really special day because you felt reflected and recognized in what the NHL Seattle, now Seattle Kraken, are doing. And you're a part of their momentous day, which is very special for me, no question about it.
Well, I know, like, Kevin, I mean, like I said, I've been a fan of you for a very long time, and I own no five-hole gear shirts when you first put those out. I mean, I've been a supporter of you forever, and I remember it was a few weeks ago when you shared some of your stories of what you dealt with growing up in hockey and the racism that you dealt with, and it crushed me to read that kind of stuff. You know, obviously, it's a massive issue. So to hear you say that about what Seattle hockey is doing, that just brings a lot of pride as a Seattleite, as a person who's lived here for a very long time, it's just cool to hear you say something like that.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I mean, it hasn't been the easiest road. It wasn't the road most traveled for me. You know, I was very fortunate in having great parents who just celebrated another momentous wedding anniversary, both them and my sister and my brother-in-law. They were married on the same day. So happy anniversary
wow.
to both them yesterday. But
that's awesome.
In saying that, you know, coming from a loving environment and, you know, born to Caribbean parents from beautiful Barbados that emigrated to Canada, Toronto specifically. And when I came home and told them I wanted to play the game, they were open-minded and they were lovingly supportive throughout my entire journey in this game. And even when things weren't easy, based on, you know, racial epithets, inequality, any type of social injustice, not getting the same opportunity, contract disparity, any of those things. My parents have, and, you know, my sister and my family, my girlfriend, they've always been super supportive. I'm very lucky for that. And that's what I'm saying. Like, for a lot of the girls and boys and men and women in Seattle right now, and in Washington State and in all the territories, because I think you guys have five territories,
mm-hmm.
what'll be important is a lot of dreams are going to be forged. You know, there are going to be a lot of, you know, weekend warriors like yourself that will feel a part of something big. And so too will be a lot of first timers, you know, people that may have just moved to the United States from Italy, may have emigrated here, or that have moved there from Portugal or East Asia in terms of, you know, India, Pakistan, wherever the case may be. And, you know, whatever your background, I think that they're creating an environment right now that is welcoming. And that's something I've been talking about, is having a welcoming environment in every single arena around the world. From grassroots, which would be Northgate, although it'll serve dual purpose, but from that to Climate Pledge Arena and everybody in between to feel welcome in the building. And, you know, the fact that they've made that a part of their identity, forget a mission statement or a KPI, key priority initiative, like the fact that they've made that a part of their identity already, I think that's amazing. They need to be applauded. That's awesome what they've done that way so far.
Yeah, it's fantastic news. We're talking to Kevin Weeks, of course, a former goalie, current studio analyst for the NHL Network. And you can follow Kevin just at Kevin Weeks. That's Weekes. And Kevin, look, it's one of the things that needs to be out there. I love the fact that you're on the show with us. I love the fact that you are in the NHL as a very visible figure. Because the bottom line is, Kevin, you know, we just need to keep seeing people like yourself to be reminded, oh, right. Yes, all the stupid ignorance that was from before, because you know, Kevin, you live this. I mean, the dumb things that were said about anybody that wasn't white when it came to having the ability to play hockey is just completely ignorant. And it's good that people remind the folks going, hey, look, you know what? Can we get behind, get past all the stupidity and realize that, you know what? People can play anything if they're dedicated, if they have a little bit of skill, and of course they have the heart. And it's good to see you all be out there, Kevin, because you are a reminder that ignorance can be defeated by someone going out there going, look, anybody can do anything. Just don't let ignorance get in the way.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? Listen, there's a reason. There are a lot of great countries around the world, and, you know, I consider myself a global citizen, but I'm very fortunate, right, to be a product of, you know, Barbadian heritage, my parents coming from Barbados and being raised in Canada and living in the U.S. You know, I'm very fortunate to have those three countries be a part of my life. And there are hundreds of millions of people and probably even billions of people that would love to live in North America and that would love to, you know, that want to live the American or North American dream, if you will. And, you know, we have a responsibility as I believe, the best continent on the planet, where anything is possible when you work hard enough, when you dream big enough, you aspire and you commit to your own path and realizing your own potential and your own excellence. So, you know, for me, I've been able to live that in two ways. Like, one, being a goalie in the league, one of 60 in the world, and now being, you know, the lead analyst on the NHL Network and on TV more than any hockey analyst in the world. So, in what's now my second career. So, you know, that's a testament. And there's so many other people. I mean, you think of all the other people here in the United States specifically, but even extended back to Canada too, that have gone on to do great things and become super successful in their lines of work. So, you know, there could be another TJ Oshie out there that spends time growing up in Washington State and goes on to play in the NHL. You know, you do have five WHL teams in Washington State. You do have two in the territories there for the Seattle Kraken as well, two NCAA teams. And think of all of the potential of what a lot of the girls and boys may go on to accomplish growing up playing youth hockey there.
Yes.
You know, the next one might have an Amazon of their own, you know, which is there. They might have a Zillow of their own, which is out in Seattle. They may create, you know, the next beverage drink that's the next Starbucks, which is headquartered there. I mean, there's so many, you know, not too far from you guys. You've got Nike and a great Phil Knight up in Portland. Like, so I think that I always talk about the world of infinite possibilities. And this team is a clear example of that. You know, they dared to be audacious. They committed to being successful. All the ownership group, the senior management, you know, and Todd Lewicki and Ron Francis, my former teammate on the hockey ops side, and
nice.
Bob Condor, who I know well from our time at the NHL, who's been great in terms of what he does on the digital and the content side. So, hey, today is an example of what's possible and what can be accomplished when good people come together for the right reasons and they commit to a common goal. You know, that's one of the things that helps transcend race, gender, you know, sexual orientation, religion, etc. It's a unifier. It's connective tissue.
Yeah, Kevin, I look so forward to you broadcasting from here talking about our team, because you know that's going to happen, and that's going to be so exciting.
And Kevin,
I do as well. Thank you. Thanks so much.
We we chatted with Jamie Huskoff a second ago, and it was fun to hear his answer to this question. I'd love to hear what you think, because we have a lot of people that are relatively new to hockey that have never maybe even watched the sport, but now are excited about it because of the team name or whatever it may be. How sure. I mean, and I don't know if you can answer this, but if you can, what makes hockey so great? Like, what would it be to you if you were talking to someone who never even heard of the sport? What would you describe to them about hockey that makes it so awesome?
You know, I would start with this. I may even get a little bit emotional here in our backyard in Jersey outside New York City, but it's rooted in family, you know.
Mm.
It's not a game that you can just go ride your bike up and down the street. Like, you know, your grandmother, your grandfather, your aunt, your siblings. You know, the upcoming first overall pick, Alexis Lafreniere, I spoke to his agent, Emily Castonguay, a couple weeks ago prior to the NHL draft lottery, phase one. And she told me about how Alexis Lafreniere would shoot on his sister. His sister would go on net at kids, and he would shoot on her.
That's awesome.
And how close they've become as brother and sister. And now he's, you know, on the verge of becoming the first overall pick in this upcoming NHL draft. So to say that, it's a family sport where your entire family has to get on board. You know, a lot of my best memories, sure, they've been playing in the NHL and reaching my goal and everything, but they're car rides with my parents and going on tournaments with, you know, my dad and my buddy Paul Adestazi that I played youth hockey with, you know, those types of things, tournaments. It's just lifelong experiences, teamwork, selflessness, although you're on your own journey as an individual player to play at the highest level you can if you aspire to do that. But selflessness, teamwork, fitness, attention to detail, you know, aspiring to get better at something, being committed to excellence, pace, speed, skill, creativity, toughness, relentlessness, you know, all those different things where it's our sport is the fastest sport on earth, you know, that's with a person, not able to buy a vehicle. When you look at the way a lot of our great athletes play and perform and the way in which they conduct themselves, from the great Sidney Crosby to Patrick Kane, who will go down as the best American-born player in league history, I mean, there's so many of them to mention, Ovi, Gretzky, Lemieux over the years. We just have a very unique sport. I think our sport is the best on the planet. I have friends in every sport in every league, be it players or management. But we got a unique sport, and I think that your fans out there, for those that are new NHL fans, we welcome you. And as I say on the NHL Network, when a player scores his first goal, and or if a goalie gets his first win, welcome to the National. Welcome you guys to the National Hockey League.
Yeah, man. Awesome, Kevin, I just want to also say, Kevin, it has been a pleasure talking to you, and I would love to do this more when we get rolling into the season. I also want to acknowledge, Kevin, we talked to a lot of athletes that want to get into broadcasting and really don't get that you need as much discipline to do that as would to be great as you were in the sport you were in. The fact that you've done both and have been excellent at both careers, Kevin, just shows the kind of guy you are, and it's an honor and a pleasure talking to you, sir.
Oh, thanks so much, guys. Listen, you know, as I say, a lot of this starts from home. And, you know, my mom worked at Blue Cross and Toronto Sick Children's Hospital for north of 40 years. My dad worked at Nestle Chocolate Factory for 35 years. You know, all I've known. I've seen that from my parents, right? So I've learned that from home, and I know how important that is. But to a lot of the girls and boys out there, you know, again, I think, and even a lot of the your listeners that are adults in a difficult time, they might be furloughed or a little uncertain of what, you know, their job prospects or career prospects look like. Just stay positive, you know, just stay positive, continue to over prepare, to over perform and over deliver, and just add value, and good things will happen, man. We can all get through this together. And today's a special day for you guys out there and all you great hockey fans. And also, listen, we look forward to, I know, cause a lot of you watch us on the NHL Network. So thanks for tuning in, and we'll be live later today. Make sure you check us out on the NHL Network. We're going to have Todd Lywicki, your president and CEO, join us. You'll be kind enough to join us to talk about this momentous day for you guys. So look forward to that, too.
Let him know I won a rematch in bubble hockey. I got to play with him once. Very important. He beat me.
Seriously?
Yes.
I'm a bubble hockey guy. I'm a super check guy. So I love that. I love hearing that.
They got a bubble hockey, an old school one, at the office at NHL Seattle, and it's awesome. We had a big tournament. It was a blast.
Guys, I'm going to end on this, and for a lot of you listeners. You know, when you ask me what was the coolest part about hockey, being 8 years old and playing in a tournament in Detroit, Michigan, and going to Chuck E. Cheese, and they had two Super Checks bubble hockey games.
Awesome.
That was 1984. That was 84. Our parents couldn't get us out of there, I swear to God. So there was Team USA against Team Canada, and Team Canada against Russia. And that was like Friday, Saturday, and then Sunday. I swear, the next Friday this was almost a gift from God. The next Friday, we get back to our home rink in Toronto, Chesswood Arena, fourplex, and we get back to Chesswood Arena on Friday, and we had video games like in the lobby in the arena, and almost as though they were gifts from heaven. What do we have there? A Super Checks bubble hockey game, Team USA against Team. The very following Friday, so. There is a God out there, for sure.
And then that moment you know there's a button that you can boo, it's the greatest thing ever.
The side button, of course.
That's fantastic.
Come on. And they're based out of Buffalo, New York, too, by the way, Super Check. So if you're an NHL fan, check them out. They're the best at what they do.
Kevin, thank you so much for being with us. I hope this is the beginning of many conversations with you about hockey. You are a great dude, and I appreciate you taking the time.
Appreciate you all, man. Enjoy the day. Sip slowly, because I know it's early out there. It's only 9:52 a.m. Pacific Coast time. So sip slowly your beverage of choice, but enjoy the special day. Thanks for having me.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.